boy J16 here to keep it real and drop it on another topic. Yo, man, today I'm feeling real good, yo. I'm just vibing out here. Just enjoying today as a day, as a day. And I'm just sitting here thinking about what's the next topic we gonna break down when we think about the essence of real hip-hop topics, right? And there's lots of topics, man. There's topics I could just go on. This year has been real weird. A lot of stuff's been happening. You know, the Cat Williams interview came out. People was bugging out about that. Drake and Mos Def. I talked about that in the last episode. That was always a big thing. I was like, yo, you know, want to get into the conscious side of rap. So it's been lots of little topics. So I've been just trying to think, man, before starting for this episode, what is a good topic that I should go into? And as I break down it, this year so far has been a crazy year. And one of the things that I thought about was, like, the essence of the real rappers that came through the years and gave us a different sound of hip-hop that we all can gravitate to. And that was one of the things that I thought to this episode would be cool to jump into and break down, right? So me just thinking about what are those artists and how many of these artists that we can get into and just the essence of it. So it was more of like, who are these artists and what have these artists meant to hip-hop? You know, it's tons of them, right? You got Melly Mel, you got like Grandmaster Caz, Grandmaster Flash as well, Furious Five, Kool Herc, African Mbata. Like, we can go down a list of all of these quote-unquote people who really meant a lot to the hip-hop game. So I only thought it would be right to break down that, right? Break down those important figures that touch the hip-hop realm, man. And give y'all a little insights about stuff that y'all would never probably know about them, right? So it's a lot of ones that we get into. And a lot of artists, you really need to give respect with respect to. So I always like to start this whole conversation of, like, what did Kool Herc mean, right? And everybody knows Kool Herc created the concept of hip-hop. He was the one who had the first party with his sister at, you know, Cedric Avenue in the apartment complex. And at that party, it was a lot of people that showed up, but it was the concept of what hip-hop would be as he was doing the breaks. He was putting the music together as the DJ, cutting inside of it. And I think they had, like, Cowboy, one of those artists that was inside of the room doing, hey, hip-hop, and all that stuff. So that's what Kool Herc meant. Grandmaster Flash, on the other hand, was really important because Grandmaster Flash was the first artist that gave us the cutting of the song. So you have two tracks. You have to think hip-hop back in the day, they were just cutting in the beginning of the songs, right? So if you have the intro, you cut just enough so you don't hear the words that the song is saying within that track. So when you got to people like Flash was able to cut that at the point where he cuts it and blended into the next record. That he was the creator of the quote-unquote crossfader. That's what makes Flash so important. And his tracks were so dope because he would be able to blend the two turntables together. Flash was so good at cutting, man. Flash was one of the best. And also, Flash was really important to the essence of being able to bring hip-hop out the Bronx, right? So if you think about it, Flash was the best DJ coming out of that area of the Bronx, and he was important because he created the crossfader and also was able to bring hip-hop out the Bronx. Now, how did Flash bring hip-hop out the Bronx? Comes from another important figure, and this figure is Fab Five Freddy. Fab Five Freddy, a graffiti artist, you know, one of the elements of hip-hop, always remember the elements of hip-hop, graffiti artists, beat breakers and poppers, beatboxing, rap, DJ. In my opinion, the graffiti artist was always the most important figure because the graffiti artist brought hip-hop to the masses, right? And you could think about it, right? Maybe because I'm a designer by core, and I came from the graffiti art movement. I really like the graffiti art style. But it was Fab Five Freddy being able to go down to Midtown Manhattan at the Art Deco pop art, being able to be in these conversations with great artists at the time, like Andy Warhol, people of that nature, and talking about what's happening up in the Bronx. And when he's telling these people, you got to also remember, there's another art music form that's happening in the Lower East Side, which is punk rock. And Flash is that, if Flash is happening up in the Bronx, and Fat Fry Freddy becomes the center point that allows Flash to talk about Flash to people that are these Art Deco movies, because he's able to get into these art exhibits and things, and he's telling them, yo, in the Bronx, this is what's happening, and they wasn't going up to the Bronx, right? Bronx was burning. So, because of that, you get groups like Blondie that hears about Flash, and she puts out, you know, the rapture, she talks about Fat Five Freddy tells me everybody Flash is this, Flash is that. So that allows Flash name to start traveling around the city. Now, also, disco was dying, so clubs are closing, and people like Flash are very important to that music sound going out into the masses around New York. Now, another important group, Cold Crush Brothers. Cold Crush Brothers was one of the hardest rap groups coming out of New York, up in the Bronx. You get people like Sylvia that hears the Cold Crush Brothers, hears a track that they made, Sylvia takes it, goes out to Inglewood, New Jersey, creates a group called Sugar Hill Gang on its Sugar Hill Records, which is her record label, and then from that, the Sugar Hill Gang steals the Cold Crush song that they were playing up in the Bronx, and then they become the first mainstream hip-hop song. So Cold Crush Brothers were the original rappers that were on that track of, you know, rappers to like. Another point, getting back to Flash, that really made it important was Flash, when he created the message with Melly Mel, he was able to show people a picture and a vision of what was happening in the Bronx. And what's happening in the Bronx starts going around the world. So as this goes around the world, people seeing this video for the message, and they're like, yo, this is what's happening in the Bronx. It's crazy out there. And what ends up happening is Flash, as the artist he is, he gives this message, this song called The Message, and other people around the United States start seeing it and saying, this is something I could bang with. And one of those artists was Ice-T. Now, Ice-T, another important figure in hip-hop, Ice-T creates the first West Coast sound of hip-hop. There was rappers coming out of these different areas, but the West Coast still wasn't tapped. And one of the things that Ice-T always says is, hip-hop was so caught into, you know, B-boys and everybody breaking all, you know, cardboard boxes, but that wasn't happening in L.A. like that, right? People weren't tagging. They were tagging. We weren't gangsta. So what Ice-T decides to do is, when he hears the message by Grandmaster Flash and Melly Mel, he decides to make his own version of the message called 6 in the Morning. Because he now says, oh, I didn't know hip-hop could tell a story. And because of that, he creates his own story. You got to remember, Flash, if it wasn't for Grandmaster Flash, hip-hop would have never went through the masses of the world, because he created a message which was storytelling. And every rapper after that said, I want to tell my own story. Prior to that, rap was more like, you know, Curtis Blow, These Are the Breaks, things like that, right? So Flash was the first rapper to say, no, hip-hop is more than that. And this is how we're going to show that hip-hop is more than that. So that's why Flash is a real important figure in the realm of what hip-hop is. Also, Ice-T is, because he's the first one to create a song that's the message that's happening in, you know, L.A., and he has his song, he breaks down with 6 in the Morning, which in return, Ice Cube decides to make a song called Boys in the Hood. He gives it to Eazy-E, and then the rest is known. Everybody starts making a story, and this is how the West Coast sound gets created. Another artist that's really important in this realm of everything is Marley Marl. Now, Marley Marl is crazy important, because Marley Marl was the first artist to really leverage the use of the sample. Before that, rappers wasn't using a lot of the samples in the tracks, but Marley Marl was the first artist to really take full capacity of the use of the sample, which makes him really important in the fit, because if you think about all hip-hop now, it's using samples in the track. And Marley Marl was the first artist to do that. So these are some of the artists that I will always say are really important figures within hip-hop as a whole, right? His other artists, newer artists that become really important, I would say definitely you got to give it up to 50. 50 changed the idea of the mixtape scene. Prior to mixtapes, they was just DJs, DJing, and get putting people on a mixtape. But 50 was the first artist to really say, hey, I'm going to do the mixtape scene directly from my mixtape after I blow, and then that's what's going to make me blow even harder. And he killed it on the mixtape scene, and every artist decides to follow the same route, making their own mixtapes. And one of the people that leveraged this concept the best was your boy Lil Wayne. And Lil Wayne took that dynamic, understanding from 50, and just went overboard with it, because Lil Wayne was already hot at the time. So when he got sort of drama mixtapes, he becomes one of the hottest artists out at the time, you know, what's from the mixtape scene. Another artist that we don't got to give enough respect to is your boy Jay-Z. Jay-Z is really important in this whole dynamic, because Jay-Z, one thing about Hove that I always say is really dope is Hove was the first artist that allowed you to basically know, I will get hotter if I get on songs of artists that are coming up. So if I want to stay relevant, I got to constantly get on tracks of artists that are hot or actually coming up and give them feature. It's a win-win, right? Hove gets on a track. He gives you a track. You got Hove on your song, so you know it's going to be good. People are going to go listen to it. And then Hove stays relevant in different areas because he's getting on songs with artists that are coming up out of these areas. You know, you get Pepsi and Bum B coming out of the UGK sound, out of Houston. Nobody would have ever really heard of him outside of Houston or the down south area if it wasn't for Hove, you know, get on Big Pimpin'. Then you get Juvenile, another artist, Rick Ross, even Drake. Like, you could go down a list of artists that Hove got on a song and made their career just elevate to another level. And that's what the genius of Hove is, man. So you gotta give enough props to Hove and what he's done when it comes to that aspects of it. There's other artists that we can get into that are really important figures. But, you know, T.I. bringing the trap sound to the South, right? He follows the 50 Cent blueprint, and he decides, hey, I'm going to make a trap sound. So he decides to go on from that. Another part, an artist that's really important is DJ Red Alert. DJ Red Alert is really important because DJ Red Alert, he was the one who broke most of the records for people on the radio stations. So Red Alert was DJing in these clubs. Him and DJ Magic. These are two art DJs that were DJing in these New York clubs. When rappers would go to the club, Red Alert would be DJing at the clubs, and they would play, they would say, yo, Red, play this on the club. Red would play their records inside the club. The reaction from the club, if it was good, Red Alert would then put that song on the radio to put it in rotation. So the beginning of hip-hop, a lot of the songs that got put out were coming from people like Red Alert that were playing these songs in the club from these artists that were putting them out. It's just so many different artists that you got to give props to in the game that have put their name and their stamp down through the history. Man, even Jocko is another important person who's one of the first radio personalities to use the rapping concept on a radio station. So one of the first from like the 60s he was doing this. So another important figure in a hip-hop sound based on the things they did, you know. And it's tons of other artists, but these are the ones from the history of hip-hop. They definitely play a major role in the concepts of what we believe is hip-hop and what hip-hop could be for the future generations, man. Yo, man, I really hope you enjoyed this episode when I was breaking down these important figures in hip-hop. Yo, it's so many of them, man. If y'all have any ideas or other ones that I missed, definitely leave me the comment, and I'll definitely respond to them, because I know I probably missed a lot, man, because there's so many important figures. These were the first ones that came to my mind, right? I missed Clue, you know, really breaking the mixtape scene down differently. Drama, changing the mixtape scene, putting it out in different capacities, you know. Can't forget Scarface, you know. Brad was one of the first artists to come out of the down south sound, and he was one of the first artists to break out of the south. You can't forget the Dungeon Family, Sleepy Hollow, and them, that create this sound that's coming out of the Atlanta sound, which gives Atlanta its own type of sound. But then you can't forget about the whole Atlanta sound that's coming out of people like Future, you know, Gucci, Metro, like lots of artists that really gravitated to change the way we looked at hip-hop. Another artist that we gotta give respect is changing the dynamics of what women sexuality would be, and that's what you gotta give props to Kim, because everybody follow her blueprint still to this day, man. You know, that is people that, you know, you always gotta get looked back to and say, yo, they were really important to the concept of what hip-hop could be. And also moving from just hip-hop to the movie scene, to the whole entertainment thing, you can't forget about people like Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff, or even Queen Latifah, that really changed the dynamic of what a rapper could be by getting really famous in the movie scene, you know. So these are some of the artists, man. If I missed any, like I say, definitely let me know in the comments in different areas of this. But I really hope you enjoyed this episode where I broke down these important hip-hop figures, man. So, yo, yeah, definitely check out for the next one. Every Friday, we drop a new episode. But, you know, as always, man, respect the grind, not the poser. Rhythm of poetry is the culture. And in due time, we're gonna take over. Peace.